Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Thank Ruck, it's Friday. Weekend ahead of us and the Egg Chasers are back to preview the weekend's action. I'm Tim, JB's here as well.
Hi Tim.
And Phil's here as well.
Hello Tim.
So this is the short podcast to go along with the longer one, which is every Tuesday, which if you haven't heard before, you can listen in the same place that you listen to this. We look at the fixtures, give our predictions, but rather than just, you know, have nothing riding on it, we're quite competitive, us Egg Chasers, so we've got a prediction league which is running, which counting back through the weeks and who's got the most predictions correct leaves the scores currently with JB on 2. You've won 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've won 3 weeks and Phil has won 3 weeks. So 2 plays 3 plays 3. So it's close.
I've had a lot more moral victories than either of you two, though.
The bookies have a favourite. The bookies have an underdog. If you back the favourite, you get 1 point. And if they win, if you back the underdog and they win, you get 2 points. And we can score double points with a wild card. International matches then. What we got is Wales-Australia. Before we get into this, I do want to mention a great bit of chat from Richard Hibbard, who's extended a hand to Australia and said, if you want to find somewhere to go and have a good old knees up before the test match, I'll sort you out with somewhere to drink in Cardiff.
Good lad.
Very good of him.
Very thoughtful.
He's all heart, that guy. And hair. All heart and hair.
So how do you see this one going then?
I think this is the most evenly matched international of the year.
The bookies think that as well.
Oh, do they?
Australia are marginal favourites.
Really?
At the moment. Yeah.
I think Wales win.
In Wales?
I think Wales win in their lovely new kits.
Is Jonathan Davis, he's injured, isn't he? Jamie cool. Roberts is injured.
Yep.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Fly half's a bit of a problem position for Wales at the minute.
I don't know why they just play James Hook. Just play James Hook.
Isn't James Hook back in Perpignan because this is outside the official
international kidding me.
Window.
So we sit him on the bench all throughout the whole
window. All they need to do is just come up with a move where Mike Phillips does a miss three to George North. Simple.
Yeah.
Done.
Actually, Mike Phillips might have that pass. He will have to wind it up for half an hour, but he might have that pass.
Didn't he play in one of the Lions games? Just at the end of the match, one of the
he did, yeah.
Smaller matches outside centre for.
It can't be bad to have more ball in George North's hands.
Agreed.
I think Wales will win, you know. I just think they're on this high.
Even after that terrible,
disgusting display against Tonga.
And did you see the kits?
Right, well,
that was
Tonga Wales. Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, that grey Wales second kit.
We have complimented Wales on their kit in previous weeks, but the golden age of stash is trying to be ruined by Scotland with their Macron kit. And Wales' away kit is, or change kit is,
and awful.
Again,
Tonga's away kit as well.
No, this annoys me, right? Because every year Wales have 4 internationals and they have one on the Friday, which is pretty much a write-off. No one shows up. It sounds like a municipal swimming pool. And they do it, I'm sure, just to get the change kit on. So, a few years ago, Wales played in black, they played in green, they've played in this newfangled grey thing, they played in yellow, when Avion Roberts in yellow looked spectacular. And I'm sure it's just A, to get some of the other guys
some revenue.
Time. Yeah, it's revenue. But no one shows up. It does actually sound like a swimming pool.
With the roof closed.
Yeah, it echoes.
And it's echoing. There's one fan. Come on, Wales.
And it's usually full up with school kids because they can't shift the tickets.
All the free tickets.
Awful.
Anyway, Jay, you think Wales are going to win?
I do think so.
I think with the players they got missing, I think Australia will win.
I'm with you, Tim.
Yeah, weird, isn't it, how they've got all their players back of this game after their very moral one-match ban. That'll teach them.
Did you see that Adam Ashley Cooper's mum went on to, I think it was Australian radio, to say that her son is very upset about the one match ban.
Yeah, well, rightly so. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, come on. You would. That's the equivalent of... It always happened to one player. Thank goodness it wasn't me. But it always happened to one player when in, like, Colts junior rugby or something, under-18s, under-19s or whatever, a player went down injured and their mum ran on the pitch when they were injured.
I heard a story in Leicester, at Lancaster Grammar. There was a son of a very famous rugby union...
manager.
Dignitary, yeah, manager. And this manager used to phone up the coach to make sure that his son started.
Really?
No names. But yes, you can probably work it out.
Yes.
I'm trying to work that one out.
Well, his first name rhymes with Ryan, and his surname...
rhymes with Bashton?
Bashton, yeah. Ryan Bashton, if you can work that out.
All right. Having on with you. So JB's going for Wales, standard. He's Welsh, and we're going for Australia. Yes. Right, and so domestic rugby then.
Okay.
Aviva Premiership.
Yes.
I was on last weekend.
It is a thoroughly enjoyable league, I've got to say.
Did anyone watch any of the games last weekend?
Yep.
I saw the highlights.
I watched Northampton.
Were the highlights on?
Yeah, they were on ITV, were they?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't watch highlights. What did I watch then?
You might have dreamt the highlights. They weren't on... The snooker was on ITV4. Outrageous.
On ITV4?
Yeah. ITV! Doing snooker... What snooker tournament was this?
Oh, they have all sorts now, don't they, to try and engage the fans.
Which fans? Not the rugby fans?
No, the snooker fans. Not the rugby fans. And I tweeted ITV Sport from our podcasting Twitter account. I thought it would have to have some weight behind it.
Oh, yeah.
They just ignored me.
How dare they? That's why you only want to watch sports on top quality broadcasters like BT Sport.
Yeah. Yes, BT Sport, they really are good.
They really are setting the standard pretty high at the moment.
All right, boys, we've already been invited down to go backstage. We don't have to brown nose BT Sport.
I'm just saying.
Look, we'll be coming in the new year. We're going to be chatting to the BT Sport guys and doing a bit of a mid-season review.
Just how I like to watch my sport.
Well, what I was going to say was, from last weekend's Aviva Premiership action, there was a record set. Can you tell me what it was?
Sorry?
A record was set.
Oh, right, OK.
I'm going to guess lowest attendance.
No. It's a good guess, though. Or that it might have been set. That's not the record
I was
thinking.
I was at the AJ Bell Stadium for the Sale Sharks match.
And how was it?
In terms of attendance, pretty bad.
I mean, Leeds a few years ago didn't get many fans.
As in the standard of the fans or the quantity?
Oh, certainly the quantity. I wouldn't knock the standard of the fans. There wasn't that many there.
No, it's a record involving one of your favourite players, Jay.
Andy Goode?
No.
John Hodgson?
No. Same right team.
It's Saracens?
Jacques Berger.
Jacques Berger.
My favourite player.
The most amount of surface area of a nose due to bends and breaks.
The most force generated with a forehead.
Curliest hair.
It was the most tackles in a Premiership match.
Oh, my word.
He beat... The previous record was 27 by Lewis Moody.
Wow.
He got 36 tackles
in
a match.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Who else did any tackling?
I think it was just him against Exeter.
That is incredible.
It really
he's
is.
He's not getting paid enough. He's actually not getting
whatever
paid
he's
enough.
Getting paid, it's not enough.
Yeah. Well, he's in Saracens. It probably is enough. But it could be more. It probably couldn't be more, actually. Wow. I wonder if he's our own cap player.
It's a tight game as well. And the fact that they were obviously doing that much defending, but limited Exeter to just three penalties.
Do you know what they say? You have to rest players for their own good. I genuinely think Jack Berger would be one of those you got to rest for his own good sometimes. Jack, time off. He gets to half time with 20 tackles.
You probably have to physically restrain him to actually get him not to play.
Strap him down.
How would you do that? Would you use cattle prods and put him in a cage?
It's like King Kong, yeah. You have to have him chained.
You taser him just to put him to bed.
Well, yeah, like rhino tranquilizer to take him down.
Wow.
That's a great stat. In fact, that's so deserving of a knowledge bomb. We haven't had a knowledge bomb
since Seattle
dropped properly. But Phil, knowledge. And as for this weekend's matches then in the Premiership?
Gloucester-Leicester.
Leicester.
So, yeah, Friday night, Gloucester-Leicester. Gloucester have been such a disappointment this season. Away at Gloucester. Oh, well, the Leicester have got a lot of players out and away from home.
Yeah, but they've also got a lot of players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Lamb's hand recovered yet so he can play?
I'm still going to go for Leicester with their forward power. I mean, they basically, against London Irish, they did not play any rugby. It was nine-man rugby. Mm. And it was really effective, two penalty tries.
Who's the young tight head that started? Obviously played very well. I didn't recognise the name.
How good must you be to be a 21-year-old tight head for Leicester? You must be some player. Just to be there.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Fraser Balmain. I think he's like Newcastle born.
Balmain, did you say?
Yeah, Fraser Balmain.
Fraser Balmain, he's right.
You're right.
One to watch.
Definitely one to watch. And you're right, they did totally destroy London Irish in the pack, basically. But Leicester had nothing behind the pack. But unfortunately, I think it might be more of the same coming for Gloucester because I don't think they're particularly good up front.
No, they're not, are they?
Although London Irish didn't lose by a lot. I don't know. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, but London Irish basically got a full squad out, you know, and Leicester have got enormous strength in depth. Enormous.
Yeah, I'm going Leicester. That's how Leicester. I think they'll grind it out.
Yeah, of course they will.
They won't be pretty, but...
Next game.
Okay, Saturday. Worcester, Northampton.
Oh, right. Now, did anyone see the interview with Dean Ryan?
More than that, I saw him on BT Sport following the game at Sale Sharks, and then I saw him in the actual media room at the AJ Bell Stadium.
He's got to go. He has to go.
I like Dean Ryan as a coach. What would you do? Can you blame him for the squad that they've got?
I could blame him for the rugby that they're playing and covering his own arse by saying things like, oh, we're doing better, we're on the right track. You just lost at the AJ Bell Stadium.
What would you do with a team that had lost 13 in a row? Would you go, we were terrible? Or I just think he's protecting the morale of his squad as best he can, which is, you know, going to be tough to do anyway.
I think I'd run him ragged. Got to go.
If they'd have had a scrum, they could have been competitive. But 14 defeats, I'm afraid it's going to be after this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Northampton for everyone.
Yep.
I hope I never meet Dean Ryan.
You got beef.
Yeah.
I just think he's a good bloke. And I know that's not always translated into the best coach, but I just think he's a decent bloke. Mm. Go on then, Phil, next up.
Saracens, Sale.
Oh, dear me. Let's move on.
On the plastic pitch and the amazing Jack Berger.
Sale are going to be weakened by Henry Thomas. He walked off really, really looking ginger and...
ooh, that is bad.
Popped a rib or two, I think. Tight head prop for Sale. You have Vadim Kobolash and Tony Buckley.
Do you know, I remember watching a game, Sale versus Leicester, and they're about to pack down, and I thought, hang on, Sale have a real chance here because just the sheer mass of man which they can put out. Yeah. Like, it looked like they were like a foot wider either side of the Leicester scrum.
Effie and Lewis Roberts and Tony Buckley are huge men.
One way traffic. Like, Leicester killed them.
Both 21 stone. But then when you're playing against Ayerza and Dan Cole, who are
world class,
internationally renowned.
And also, I think he's a good player. But I don't know if you would say Ivy Lewis Roberts is 21 stone of pure muscle.
No, he's not the best. He's not the best 21 stone he could be, is he?
Talking to Sale, can you clarify something for me?
Yeah.
BT Sport did a feature from Sale. Do they really have that range of pies?
Excellent range of pies. Chicken ball team, chicken and mushroom, steak and ale.
We saw that the other day. They had like these silver serving trays. Yeah. Yeah. About eight different types of pie.
Yeah. I thought they could open it and go... Cock a van. Arabian chili.
That's good. There's a good little setup there at AJ Bell Stadium. I wish more people would come along and actually watch it. Saracens.
It's a traffic. Anyway, that's what
Saracens. Yeah. Saracens are going to hammer him.
Yep, agreed.
Well, Saracens are going to win.
Oh, it's going to be. It's going to be bad. Next.
London Irish, Wasps. Wasps on the back of a very poor performance.
Yeah, it was bad, wasn't it?
Irish looking all right. If they had a couple of props to have matched Leicester, I think they might have beaten them at the weekend. Mm. Well, two penalty tries suggests that they would have done.
I like the look of their backs. The winger's very good. Shane Geraghty can play some ball. Thomas O'Leary, obviously James O'Connor.
Marlon Yard's injured.
But they've got a couple of other good wingers.
Tiny Thakinbau
and Topciojo.
And Sarr, Sarr in centre is a player to watch. He's been injured a long time, but he's a good
Bath
player.
Bath will be interested in him sooner rather than later.
Yep.
Or too long.
I'm going to go for Irish.
Wasps, I think, Andy.
Who's the bookie's favourite?
Wasps are the bookie's favourite.
Wasps are the bookie's. I'm definitely going for Irish.
I am going for Wasps.
I'm also going to go Irish.
Next up.
Bath, Exeter.
News. I'll be attending this game.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Egg Chasers on tour.
Egg Chaser. Well,
Egg Chaser.
Egg Chaser, yeah.
On tour.
So you're going to invade the pitch. Well, one of the members of the Stag Party is going to invade the pitch, surely.
So we're going to go and watch this.
What are you dressed as?
Well, I don't know yet, because we're doing a Secret Santa fancy dress. So, like... Yeah, so,
nice touch.
So you're buying for someone else in the group?
Correct.
They don't know who's buying for them.
So you could get anything?
Anything that they choose.
what are you picking for the person you've got?
Well,
to...
we do have themes. So on the first night, it is male bondage. And on the second night, it's extreme male bondage. So we'll just see how it goes. Some of the pictures...
Are you going to get let into the wreck? It's quite well-to-do down there.
Bath! I don't know if I can shout Bath with a ball gag in my mouth, but I'll give it a good go.
Can you get a rugby shaped ball gag? A rugby ball shape.
We're gonna go.
Dear.
So yeah, if you well, look out for me on TV, I'll stand out.
Wow, I really want Exeter to win.
It should be a really good game.
Ooh,
I'm gonna go for Bath. I think their pack, even though. I really rate Exeter all round. That squad is very good. I think Bath at home will edge it.
I don't want to agree. I want Exeter to win. I really want Exeter to win. But
so on the day you'll be supporting Exeter?
I think I will be, yeah.
Even though you just picked Bath? Conflict of interest.
Oh, God, yeah.
You'll ruin the day for yourself.
If I remember the day.
I'm going to have to go Bath at home.
Okay, final game. Newcastle at home to Harlequins.
Right, Quinns, good night. Let's go.
Yeah, bye.
Move on. See ya. Although Newcastle did play very well.
Yeah.
Their defence is really good.
All about Quinns. There's another thing happening this weekend.
On
Friday night.
Go on.
Partially involving rugby.
Partially involving rugby?
Well, it's a sporting charity auction that's happening at the Old Explorer pub on Oxford Circus in London, Friday night. It's tackling the tarmac drinks and charity auction. I've been sent a link to some of the gear that they're auctioning off. There's some really good stuff. Signed rugby ball by the Bath team, signed England shirt, signed London Irish shirts, Saracen shirts, Munster shirts, Leicester shirts, Wasps shirts.
Mm.
Sounds like a really good deal. So if you're down in London... Yes.
And what did you say again the consequences of not going were?
Syphilis.
Syphilis, yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed. If you're in the area... I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, and you don't go, your house will be burnt down. All your belongings will be scooped up and burnt. So there you are, go.
Right, then, well, wild cards, guys, cards, come on.
Oh, God, wild cards.
JB, wild card. For double points.
Who have I got who isn't the favourite? Wales.
Picking Wales.
Wales, underdog, wild card, wow.
Okay, I'll go Saracens.
Do you know what? I'm going to go... Irish underdogs wildcard.
Ooh, good.
Possibly slightly biased because just I have a member of my family in the squad, but that's fine.
You're related to Topsiojo?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you not tell? Look. There we go. Right, enjoy the weekend of watching rugby and we'll be back to dissect it all on Tuesday in the normal podcast. Nice one, in a bit. Oh, what should we have singing us out on today's Thank Rockets Friday? Ahead of the weekend. It's got
it's Friday, isn't it? So
it's really fire us up. I don't know, did you like Benji Marshall's enough from Tuesday to play that again?
Yeah, play again.
Right,
it's good. Benji and his semi.
Sammy.
It's semi.
It's Sammy. It's just the New Zealand accent makes it sound like semi. this is Benji Marshall, who was a New Zealand Rugby League international. He's not involved in the World Cup currently because he's signed for Auckland Blues, so we've got him over in Union, and some player he is. And check out him singing with Australian Rugby League international Sam Thiday here on an Australian Rugby League show.
Hi, yeah, Benji.
Bye.
We'll see you Tuesday.
On the Footy Show Live. Big cheer, guys. Danny Wilder exclusive. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Monday. I took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we cute on Sunday. One, two, three into the four. Benjamin, Sammy T knocking at your door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Benjamin, Sammy together, now you know you in trouble. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We be making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.